Bill sponsors Fred Risser of Madison and Frank Boyle of Superior say this is a human rights issue for people who are at the end of their lives. The Democrats have introduced this bill seven other times since 1990, but it has proved too hot of a political potato to go anywhere in the legislature. But Boyle says its time has come with a recent case of a brain-damaged woman in Florida.
I understand the political gamesmanship that was being brought to bear in the Terri Schiavo case. But significantly, what it did do is the response was overwhelming. 80% of folks said, hey, you stay out of the dying process, government. It's a family decision. It's a family matter. And we want the right to make that decision.
Death with dignity has strict controls. It requires a person wishing to die to be of sound mind, terminally ill, and assessed by two physicians. Then a physician leaves a lethal dose of medicine for the person to take.
For mentally competent, terminally ill people, as in Oregon, and I think there's tremendous proof in Oregon now, that it's of tremendous comfort for people to have the option, if the pain becomes unbearable, if life conditions become not worth living, that they engage in the decision to terminate.
Doctor-assisted suicide is based on Oregon's 1997 law and is also being debated in several other states, including Vermont and California. 37 terminally ill people ended their lives with doctor-assisted suicide in Oregon last year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.